other side of the stimulus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Those stimulus checks Uncle Sam sent out? It seems we spent them, and now we're broke. Consumer spending slowed last month, and personal income fell by more than 0.5%. That's the biggest drop in nearly 3 years. All of that is very bad news for the economy. Our shopping sprees make up 70% of economic growth in the U.S., and if there's one word Wall Street hates, it's frugal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.9% this Friday morning to 11,609. The NASDAQ is down 1.8% to 2367. The S&P 500 down just about 1% to 1288. Things looked better overseas. Today, Japan unveiled an $18 billion economic stimulus package. Tokyo's Nikkei Index jumped 2.33%. And voters in this country are in a Wall Street state of mind. The Democratic National Convention wrapped up last night. Senator Barack Obama accepted the party's nomination and delivered his acceptance speech, which was all about the economy.
I'll eliminate capital gains taxes for the small businesses and startups that will create the high-wage, high-tech jobs of tomorrow. I will cut taxes for 95% of all working families, because in an economy like this, the last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class.
Obama also said he would give tax breaks to companies that don't outsource jobs and would give government help to U.S. automakers. The downturn in U.S. spending has been very hard on Detroit's Big Three and lots of other retailers. Luckily, the dollar has been weak, and that's made U.S. goods very attractive overseas. In fact, U.S. companies are relying more and more on foreign sales for growth, as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
It was no coincidence that U.S. CEOs like Bill Gates showed up at the Olympics in China. They didn't limit themselves to the opening ceremonies. Gates sat through a badminton match and later said he was very impressed. Of course, Gates is also impressed with the giant Chinese market. John Hancock economist Oscar Gonzalez says Asian demand for all electronics is huge.
If you think of the number of people that could acquire a cell phone, in Indonesia, China, India, relative to the United States, there's no comparison.
Gonzalez says U.S. companies have already changed their business strategies to cater to hot foreign markets. But Wachovia chief economist Mark Vintner says eventually those markets will get too hot.
Some economies are overheating. There's inflation problems in China and India and Russia, and now they're cooling off.
As a result, Vintner expects U.S. exports to taper off next year. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Food prices have climbed 6% in the last year, and that's changing the way many Americans eat. No more French cheese, that's for sure. But at a time when food can seem like a big pain in the wallet, a giant festival opens today in San Francisco that celebrates what's for dinner. Chrissy Clark reports.
The festival's called Slow Food Nation, as opposed to, you know.
I mean, I'll help you.
Hi, can I have a Southern-style chicken sandwich, please?
The fast food we're used to. Americans eat on average 1 in 5 meals in their car. Slow Food Nation organizer Anya Fernald says the alternative is much more fun.
Slow food would be something of sitting down with your friends to a dinner that you made yourself. You can make something from scratch that you usually buy processed.
The weekend festival will tempt 50,000 visitors with demos on green cooking, field trips to local farms, and tasting pavilions for coffees and artisan salamis. Fernald knows slow food may be a hard sell to Americans these days. It can be a lot more expensive.
What you're going to pay now, you're going to pay later. They're going to be paying in terms of their health bills and the environmental consequences long down the road.
In San Francisco, I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
Labor Day weekend is here. Well, almost. That means the official end of the blockbuster summer movie season. It was a whopper. Between Caped Crusaders and Crystal Skulls, the film biz took in an estimated $4 billion. Now comes the lull before Oscar season. But don't expect theaters to sit empty, as Rico Galliano explains.
It's Sunday morning at Rolling Hills Estates Mall in Southern California.
Several hundred people are piling into a theater at the Regal Cinema 13. A matinee screening of Space Chimps, maybe? Not quite.
Well, welcome to the Los Angeles International Church of Christ.
This branch of the Church of Christ holds services in this movie theater every weekend. On screen, they project snapshots from youth group campouts.
Here's a couple of pictures of the bus as it's driving in. Actually, that's me right there in the corner.
And later, a band plays rock and roll spirituals.
Amen. Let's go ahead and let our worship shine here. We're going to sing Open the Eyes of My Heart.
That's guitarist / vocalist / minister Brian Craig. His congregation is one of 170 nationwide who go to church at cinemas. They rent the space through National Cinemedia. The company was founded 3 years back by the nation's top three movie chains, mainly to sell advertising time in theaters. But CEO Kurt Hall says 5% of their revenue now comes from, quote, cinema meetings, renting to everyone from churches to corporations.
There's thousands and thousands of meetings each year, and that number has been increasing over the last 2 or 3 years. Microsoft has used the network, for instance, for years.
The tech giant takes advantage of the theater's networked digital projectors to hold what are basically giant video conferences. Church of Christ minister Marco Pellizzari says for religious groups, the appeal is simpler.
What really resonated with me was how accessible this place is, the parking, and 99 out of 100 people that I tell where we meet, they know where it's at already.
There's also the fact that buying or building a church in Southern California would be ungodly expensive. Cinemedia rents theaters for $560 a weekend up. I asked ministers Marco and Brian if rent includes one all-important essential.
Do you guys get to use the popcorn machine?
No, we do not. I'm not a big fan of popcorn in the morning. So even if we did, I don't think it would be a big hit.
I love popcorn any time of day, so we should renegotiate that because that would be awesome.
In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Are you going somewhere this weekend? If so, take us with you. Go to marketplace.org and click on podcasts. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.